This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan, hottest DJ in the planet is Calvin Harris. We've got a brand new single today. Hi, Calvin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, mate. Sorry for waking you up.
Oh, it's okay. I'm terrible this morning, man.
Are you not a morning person?
I can't string a word together. Nah, I was in studio last night, and then I remember that I had these. I tried to send myself to bed, but it didn't work.
Right. Hey, now, last time we chatted, it was backstage in your changing room at Tea in the Park where you had Will Smith hiding.
Yes.
And then he joined you on the stage, which was incredible.
It is. Unbelievable.
It was. And what did you guys end up doing after that? Did you end up taking him on the road with you?
After that, we went our separate ways because I flew straight back to London. I think he hung out in Glasgow for one more day or something. But he'd been with us for 3 days. He came to Ibiza and he came to France and he was just hanging out, just taking in the vibe, him and a couple of friends. So it was completely surreal, but it was awesome. He's a great guy.
Hey, we're about to hit our play on Blame. We're loving the track.
Oh, good.
Now, what's the track about?
You'll have to ask John that. He wrote all the lyrics.
Ah.
He came to me with the idea, he sent sort of rough lyrics and some chords. So I took the vocal and I just kind of changed everything around it. So I did the music, we did the lyrics. So I don't fully know what it's all about. He does. So I don't know, I'd be guessing.
And when you heard the lyrics, were you like, wow, this is a great song, this is a project I've got to work on?
Well, I love John Newman and I love what he writes anyway. So just the idea of him writing something for me was awesome. Like, I knew it was going to be good, but it's whether you have that catchy hook, and I think he's definitely got the catchy hook. So, yeah, he smashed it.
Absolutely. And his voice, there's just nothing like his voice. It's just so incredible and soulful.
Well, yeah, he's got the unique voice, which is, like, for me, if I'm going to work with someone, that's, like, number one on the list, you know, have a unique voice. But then the bonus is he's an amazing writer as well, so he can sit and write an incredible song and then sing it incredibly well. Like, he's very rare in that respect.
What's the response been for you, like, today from the track?
It's been great, man. It's been really good. You know, people love John, which is like the overriding thing. You know, this is it's a great song by him, and I did the music, you know, but it's nice. It's a bit different as well, you know, because it's like no one's really heard it. People are going to hear it, and then 2 days later it comes out. So I don't know if I'm even expecting like a high chart position, particularly. I think it'll maybe like crawl up there. But all of those songs you mentioned, I actually listened to a bunch of them yesterday, and they're all very good in their own ways.
Yeah, I think you're going to do all right, because Taylor Swift's track out last week, you know, which was kind of the same release kind of style, you know, no one had heard that, and it kind of blew up pretty big, pretty quick.
Yeah, number two, though, wasn't it?
Oh, true that.
Yes, sir.
True that.
Number one.
Do you still get nervous before a release date of a track, you know, like as much change from releasing, like, say, Acceptable in the 80s to like, this track now?
I mean, a lot's changed, but as far as things coming out and people hearing it for the first time, it's the same feeling. And it's like you never know what the widespread reaction is going to be. You never, ever, ever know. But I remember with Summer, I was particularly scared because that was all me. You know, it was like I couldn't pin anything on the guy who sung it because that was me as well. So it was literally all my thing. So that was extra scary. The fact that me and John are sharing the pressure is nice this time.
And Summer, man, your first single from this new record is just smashing it right across the world. Did you expect that?
I didn't think it was going to do that well. I thought it was going to have burned out by the time Summer came around. I wasn't trying to do the Summer record either. I was trying to have it out before the Summer so that I could not be accused of capitalizing on the most popular season of the year. But it turns out that that's exactly what happened. It just got played throughout the entire Summer, which, you know, is great for me. Not exactly what I intended, but an awesome thing to happen. You know, it's been hanging around for 6 months.
Wow, you've just kind of smashed spring, you've kind of done summer, you know, we're going into autumn now.
Blame is like an autumn song. It's got a vibe about it, you know, it's not just a full-on dance tune, you know, it's got some atmosphere. It's kind of like Sweet Nothing in that respect. It's like it's got layers and you know, interesting things going on.
And you're such a tease as well, you know, you just give us little bits every now and then on your Instagram, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Well, they only let you do 15 seconds. what I've noticed from doing the Instagram video teasers, if you have a track that's 128 beats per minute, which is a very common, well, pretty much all of my songs are that, to be honest with you, you can get two solid bars of the song in, and then you're done. So it's quite good.
It's a good little thing. I do love your Instagram. It's awesome to follow. And I love the videos of you just driving down the road listening to gangster rap.
Yeah. You know, I still don't know why I make them, but I feel like it's like a window into a vibe. You know, the sun's shining. It's Los Angeles. And I'm listening to a radio station that plays nothing but old school hip hop. I just quite like it. It looks good to me in the video. You know, if I was back in Dumfries, I'd wanna see that. I'd wanna come visit.
Another thing I love about you, Calvin, as well. You've got nearly 5 million Twitter followers, but you only follow 71 people. Who was the last person that you followed?
Last person I followed was Gordon Ramsay, actually.
Do you need his services for something, or?
No, he's got a couple of restaurants out in Vegas, so I was eating at one of them, and he had no grass-fed steak, so I wanted to DM him. I did that. I think I might unfollow him again after that. You know, just that standard. I was like, what's going on here, mate?
Jeez, I'm a bit...
I won't tell you the response.
I can imagine. Actually, can you tell me the response?
one day.
Calvin, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to come and catch up with you at the iTunes Festival on Sunday too.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, right, looking forward to seeing you. All right, you can roll over and go back to bed now.